Welcome to Energy Unleashed, a unique podcast that kicks off each episode with an energy update of an actual client healing session from Suzanne Worthley, a full-time intuitive energy practitioner and holistic healer. Suzanne openly shares real client challenges and fears, from health issues to personal relationships to ghosts and land hauntings to death and dying and more. Directly following each energy update, Suzanne invites co-host Kim Hess to join her in Unleash to present the human perspective, share real life experiences, and offer professional energy tactics to help you navigate life here on Earth and beyond.
Hello and welcome everyone back to the podcast Energy Unleashed. I am Suzanne Worthley here with my co-host Kim Hess. Hey Kim.
Hello.
I am going to start out as always with these podcasts with an energy update. I take my actual client sessions and I do little small YouTube presentations on this, and then that evolves into our bigger Energy Unleashed podcast here. And these are basically real live energy sessions that I do in terms of healing, and they give me actually approval to share bits and pieces of their story. And I'm so grateful for that, because we can always learn from one another. And this particular one I'm going to explain a little bit about, and then I'm going to bring Kim in and we're going to kind of, like we say, unleash it and talk it through more and more, because this one's awesome. This particular client I've had for many years. She is a very powerful person. She does a lot of energy work herself. She is very adept at different modalities and has recently moved back home to her place of birth in Wales. And so, gosh, you know, we're even going to talk about traveling during this time period. To go halfway around the world right now is even something. But she is, of course, because she's going back home, dealing with family issues. Being an adult woman, a single mother of a teenager, we still go back and start to deal with family issues and relationships when we make that kind of a move. And regardless of how grounded or balanced we think we are, we oftentimes will find ourselves returning to old patterns and energies from the past, which is what is happening to this particular client. She is also experiencing all kinds of ascension symptoms. And Kim and I are really going to talk about this, because we were all, you know, just recently talking about this amongst ourselves. We are finding so many things hurting again, our joints, our head, we're feeling cloudy, we're not well, etc. So we're really going to talk a little bit about that too. And this is something that is happening across the board for men. And there's reasons for that. So I shared with this particular gal some of the things that I do to actually move energy through my body. And I'm going to talk this through with Kim too when we unleash, in terms of an exercise that I call the garlic press. And I will explain that in terms of when you have your chakras, which are your energy centers. We have the seven main ones that go up and down the spine. And we have templates of our aura that directly relate to each chakra. So for example, if I have a physical chakra, I have a physical aura. I have an emotional chakra, I have an emotional aura, and et cetera. And as I go up in my chakra system, the auric fields go outward. They directly correlate. And so I was explaining to this particular client that it is a really interesting exercise to take the time in a meditative space to practice moving energy through all of your chakras and all through your auric fields. And it's almost like you press that energy out and you squeeze it through those fields. And I equate it to like a garlic press, when you smash that hard piece of garlic and then it kind of, you know, oozes out through the holes. And the point of telling her this is to really make friends with your individual templates and start to be able to discern the different templates of your auric field. And this is important, because what we want to do is we want to get much more holographic in how we work, and we want to be able to have the energy flow through all of the templates smoothly and evenly. And we oftentimes will find, wow, now I'm back around family issues and I'm finding my emotional template is really messed up. Or gosh, I'm around all of this family, you know, patterns again, and now it's my mental field is really messy. And so this helps us discern the difference between our templates. And it is a very good exercise to learn boundaries of our fields and help move our energy more holographically. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. And The actual metaphor that I was talking to her also about energy is that we are doing things differently when we're holographic. The metaphor I was using in the old way of doing energy is piece by piece, room by room. Even when I used to clear old houses from paranormal, for example, or clear it of bad energy, I used to go room by room by room. That was the old energy. Now, everything moves in one fell swoop holographically. So a lot of these kind of examples or exercises or metaphors are really good things for us to kind of think about or visualize when we're trying our best now to move from a very tangible, step-by-step way of doing things to more of a holographic, I'm going to move all the energy at one time kind of an experience. So we're going to talk a little bit about all of those kind of issues. And then additionally, with this particular client, we were dealing a lot with her jumping around the planes of existence. We all know we're in the ascension process. And she was really having a lot of trouble staying in what we would call that 5D plane. And that 5D plane is the plane of existence that really works more in love, whereas the 3D plane works more in fear as far as fueling our beliefs and moving us through the day, and 4 being that bridge. And so a lot of us right now are jumping around because it doesn't matter how adept I am right now at being in so-called 5D, I am still in a 3D experience. And this is confusing for a lot of people. So Kim and I are going to walk you through this because this is something that's important for all of us to understand, because jumping from 3 to 4 to 5 and 5 to 3 to 4, etc., is kind of getting messy. And this is something that we are all dealing with. And this particular client was really struggling with a lot of that. So, we are having so much going on in the energies right now. And one of the things, too, that we talked in this client session about was disclosure. And, you know, everyone wants disclosure to happen right now. Everyone is like, oh, just let all the crap come out. And this is actually very difficult because our brain thinks we want it all to come out, and yet our emotional state and even, yes, our physical state is going to be very challenged when these disclosures are coming forward, and they already are. This is causing a lot of uncomfortable mental patterns, and many people will be coming up against anger, and many people will be coming up against challenges and belief systems. This will then actually go into the mental field and that brain pattern as rumination. And rumination is like, oh crap, I think about this 1,000 times over in a million different ways. This is when we stay up at night and our brain just goes, what if I did it that way? Or I should have said that? Or why did I even do that? And all of this rumination can be very negative on the emotional field as well, the physical field as well. And so this is something that needs to be discussed further in terms of how we can reprogram rumination with a concept of using our quantum field. We can, if we become masters, upload what we want versus what we don't. And I'm going to talk that through with Kim a little bit too, because this quantum field is very important for us to understand right now. This holographic quantum way of how energy works gives us the opportunity to reprogram and create our reality on an ongoing basis. And we don't really think like that from day to day. And I think this is extremely important. And this is really what this particular client was struggling with. And really, we talked a lot about. So I'm going to pull Kim in right now so that we can kind of like go through most of these things. But so Kim, seriously, this is not something that is uncommon. I'm sure you're maybe even finding yourself coming up with some of these issues, rumination, old belief patterns, anger situations, jumping 3, 4, 5. I mean, right? It's pretty typical.
Yeah. Oh, it's very typical. And I think a lot of my friends, family, you know, anyone who's, you know, going through change and transition like this is experience very similar symptoms.
Yeah.
Very similar experiences. So, yeah.
Well, and let's even start there, because you and I literally were just talking about what is happening with ascension symptoms.
I walked in here like an old lady. I'm like, I'm not that old yet. Come on. My joints and just this in the last couple of days after we went through this big full moon and a lot going on, I think that I feel like I was hit really hard,
right,
with a lot of symptoms that I haven't experienced for a long time, actually.
And I find personally, you know, a lot of people do get affected by full moon. I find new moons are just as difficult. And yes. In fact, sometimes new moons kick my ass way more than even the full moon does. But yeah, so for anyone that is not really caught up on the concept of ascension symptoms, what this means is that our creational reality that is currently in a situation of ascension, meaning the frequencies of our planet, our cosmos, our body are all going to be vibrating faster and quicker for many, many different reasons. And that means that it is moving us from a plane of existence of what we consider ourselves in 3D, meaning it is solid. We have matter. We have cycles. We have seasons. We have time. And that's what we currently live in. And yes, we are still in that. But the frequencies of the actual consciousness of the individual, the planetary system, the cosmic system, everything is raising a rate of that frequency, and it is pulling us up into that next plane of existence, which would be a 5D existence. We bridge through what we would call number 4, because that is not technically a plane of existence that lands. That is the open bridge, the astral plane. It's where we traverse when we dream state, etc. So we are going literally from a 3 to a 5, but we have to move through the 4. When this happens and the frequencies raise, it affects our physical and emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies, these templates we are talking about. And what Kim was saying is our joints hurt, our body's skeletal structure hurts because the actual resonance of the planet is going faster and faster, and we don't know how to keep up to it. And so our insides of a human body are crystallizing. We're turning from a carbon-based structure to a crystalline-based structure. So it is almost like sometimes we feel like we're burning from the inside out, right?
Oh, yeah. Similar to menopause, if anybody's gone through that,
exactly.
From the inside out, you know, it is.
It does feel like menopause. And yeah. And the really silly thing is that the actual symptoms, which, by the way, I have a lot of this information free on my website. Mm-hmm. There's a whole blog on this and all the symptoms are written down there. The symptoms are very much like menopause, mm-hmm. but they're also very much like Lyme disease or RA. They're also very much like, God forbid, COVID. They are very, very similar to all of these same other outlying so-called sicknesses or diseases or things that are really, you know, locking us down. The reason is because they're all fear-based. It's a fear-based reaction to a frequency shift. Mm-hmm. And yes, it can turn into a disease, and yes, it can kill you like a COVID, but basically speaking, when it comes to energy, they are all because it is a fear-based reaction to an increase in resonance. Does that even make sense?
You used a lot of terminology just now. I'm just going to say that. The way that you just explained it, I understand it. But when you're talking about frequency and dimension and, you know, how this is raising and ebbing and flowing and, mm-hmm. you know, all of the things, I think I had a hard time understanding what frequency really meant in the beginning. And I really didn't understand what dimensions were.
Right.
And so
and that's why we tag team people, because yeah. this is why Kim is supposed to, you know, like
for the new listener, right? Not anybody who's heard this
bring
before,
Suzanne's verbiage yeah. back down to the plane. So what that means is remember, we're consciousness beings. We create our reality. We see it through our own lens, and yet we are all in this kind of like collective field of frequency and vibration, light and sound. That's really how matter becomes. And so when that resonance or that vibrational frequency changes, it directly affects our templates, and it directly affects our templates in terms of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual again. And so we also need to remember that Earth itself is a consciousness body mm-hmm. who is going through the ascension process. Mm-hmm. We also need to understand that the universe, the galaxy itself, is a consciousness body with many bodies within that body, by the way, that are also changing and rapidly increasing. So when we increase the frequency, we get scared because mm-hmm. no one's on the national news, on World News Tonight saying, hey, people, your frequency just went up.
The energy going around the Earth at the speed of whatever is increased.
Right. And it went off the charts. And oh, by the way, you're going to get your ass kicked today. Nobody right. says that.
Yeah. And I guess I think about it. I go back to water because I have that connection with water. But it's like the tides. You know, how the tides mm-hmm. ebb and flow and change, that the frequency going through our bodies and entering in through all of our different chakras and aura, all of it. If it's all of a sudden heightened,
yep.
You know, all of a sudden I can experience ringing in my ears and a little bit of a headache and, you know, some of these things when it goes lower, you know, when you feel low, you feel like you're only going to meld with the ground practically mm-hmm. because, it just is such a big shift.
So it shakes us to our core, quite literally mm-hmm. speaking. And I mean that literally, because think of the tide again. Another good metaphor. Mm-hmm. We like to use visualizations for people because this is easy. If that tide came in and smacked the hell out of that shoreline over and over and over and over and over again, yeah. all of a sudden all the sand is jacked up, the rocks are all messed mm-hmm. up, everything's, the animals are dead, the fish are laying there like, what happened? This is what happens to our bodies. And then we wonder why we hurt. And mm-hmm. so, yeah, our joints hurt, our emotions hurt. Mm-hmm. We find more scary stuff. And this is what is happening to this lovely client in terms of when we go back and put ourselves in situations where, oh yeah, we're gonna go back home, but I'm an adult woman and all of those little memories come back in my cell structure of, God, now I'm a kid, but I'm not a kid, I'm 40 some years old, but yeah, I feel like I'm 12, and all of those mind screws start to happen. And then, of course, the actual literal reaction of the parents or the siblings or the whatever, mm-hmm. the grandparents and on is, and then all of a sudden that starts to trigger and all of those things start to come on. And then she's also going through the ascension stuff. And we are also on the heels of all the still the COVID lockdown crap, especially in the UK. And so this is a lot of the reason that this poor gal is, and she's adept. I'm telling you this,
right.
You know, this yes, gal, she yeah. is, she's killer in terms of her psychic abilities, mm-hmm. her gifts, her everything. And she's really struggling. And so this is important for all of us to know that this stuff is real.
So did she move back in with her family? Like, is she staying with them right now in the same household?
Yes. For right now, she actually moved into her parents have been split for many, many years. So she moved into her father's home, and her father is not there 100% of the time because he travels elsewhere. So she's been alone a lot.
Okay.
But yes, she's around that whole family structure again and extended family again.
Well, and what's kind of crazy about that is that, think about, she's been gone for how many years?
Yeah.
You know, not living in the United States, not living with them, how much their lives have changed. And then she's separate over here.
Yeah.
And how much her life has changed and the things that she's doing differently in her life, and then you try to meld that back together.
And what
you're not even.
What I really want to point out is that we all will trigger our childhood DNA memories when we get around extended family.
Yeah.
This is a very, you don't even have to be moving across the globe to do this. You can get together for a birthday party and trigger.
Oh, are you kidding? If my dad said Kimberly Marie right now, I would be like, well, what? What?
It's because he used your middle name, not the middle name.
Right? Just a tone or a phrase.
And it's like
things, like
your full name and your middle name,
Kimberly
and then
Marie.
Right,
oh,
and then
God.
You turn into a 5-year-old.
What?
So true.
I didn't do it. I swear.
Right. It's so funny. It's so funny. And yeah. So she is shaken in her confidence.
Yeah.
She is feeling like she is running away from things, and this is another reason why I pulled her forward for a podcast situation. She is finding herself almost challenging with, am I depressed? Am I healing? Do I just need to catch up? And she's questioning all of these things. In her particular case, it's a combination of many. She is going through some major life changes. An ex of hers is going through really struggles with health issues that she's supporting. She's bringing her child all the way around the globe. Mm-hmm. I mean, she is herself changing careers profoundly. So yes, we do hole up and mm-hmm. we do start to feel like I want to isolate. And now we've got all of the post-PTSD. I swear to God, PTSD is a thing from COVID in terms of people don't know how to re-enter mm-hmm. anyway. And now you're in the UK, which is even more locked down and difficult. So there's many emotional struggles going on for this particular client. And again, that's why I thought it was a good one, because many people I work with on a daily basis are challenged with one, if not two, if not 10 of the mm-hmm. same, because we're all in this together. And these are important for us to understand. There's a fine line between I'm holding up to catch up and heal versus I'm holding up because I don't know what the hell to do right now.
Yeah. And I don't know how to move forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. To take so many things on at one time, she's really brave.
Mm-hmm.
One. knowing her, I understand where she gets her energy and why she can do this. But to then sit back with the exercise that you gave her, you know, to understand how to separate out what is getting triggered mm-hmm. by my family and old belief systems and the things that I need to deal with versus fear of moving forward and under, you know, going into, like you said, a new career. Her daughter is trying to settle in as a teenager. I mean, there's so many things that go along with that.
And let's even make it even more messy, because that's what we do when we unleash. And so she also, remember, lives in the UK. She is also an energy worker. This gal can feel, sentient feel, body feel more than most. And she also is very careful about where she's going right now, because if she walks into an ancient castle or a stone circle, she's going to get pummeled, and mm-hmm. it's very important for her to understand her boundaries right now. Mm-hmm. So again, this is why I put the exercise out there. I'm just going to reiterate a little bit. The chakras have their individualized templates. We can go to the extent of saying there's seven for the seven chakras, but the reality is we have hundreds of chakras and all kinds of templates. But if we even just bring it down to the four, so we've got a physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual templates. They're kind of like eggs or bubbles is how we teach them or perceive them. They are our gas tank. They hold our own consciousness fuel that we connect to source energy and how we relate and how we experience life. It's literally like you're a car. It's the gas and the aura is the tank. And so we need to be in like contact with our tank. We need mm-hmm. to have a conversation. We need to monitor it. We need to be able to be in charge of that if we choose. And I'm hoping you're choosing, because this is important. And these are things that we're not taught. If we were all taught that we had a field when we were a child, think of how great this would be, right?
Oh, it makes sense. Right. I mean, when you think about maybe a bully at school in kindergarten and how that energy coming towards you or near you affected you, but you didn't understand it.
Right.
If you understood that and you had your own,
especially
as a kid,
and then you knew that that bully actually busted into my field and mm-hmm. took my energy, which is called energy transference, by the way, mm-hmm. and robbing it like an energy vampire, we would start to understand, oh, now I don't have any fuel because I just allowed that bully to take that. And I don't even know I allowed it sometimes. So mm-hmm. these are really important tools for us to learn at any time in our life. I think it would be wonderful if children knew it. Mm-hmm. But even as an adult, we can still relearn these. It is important, in my opinion, to, although, especially when you're like this client, know where I'm stuck. She's adept enough to go, okay, if I do this so-called garlic press, if I sit with this emotion of fear of movement forward, for example, if I sit with the emotion of I don't know what I'm doing with a job, or I sit with the emotion of dad made me feel like I was five right now, dad made me feel like I was five, then transforms into, well, I allowed myself to feel five, so I must still have something stuck about being five. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have to own it first, right?
Yes. Yep.
We don't get to go, dad made me. So now if I feel childlike around my dad, I can sit with that in my templates, and I can sit with it as a physical template, and I can feel, where do I feel five in my body? Is it in my belly? Is it in my throat? If it's in my throat, did I not get to speak when I was five? If it's in my belly, did I get scared of feelings when I was five? And we can start to discern what the heck is stuck in there.
Right. That totally makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's a communication with my own body. Mm-hmm. Then I push that feeling all the way through. Again, visualize the garlic press. Smoosh it out, because you want to see, where is it stuck? Where is it stuck? Oh, it is stuck in my throat. Ooh, it is stuck in. Oh, now it's in my shoulders. Oh, my God. So I must be carrying more there. And we press and push it so that we know where those blocks are. Or at the very same time, we can all of a sudden feel like, oh, my God, it just all sucked out my lower back like a whoosh, which means I have a tear in my field. It isn't even there. My field isn't even there because it just all whooshed out. So these are the mechanics of this kind of an exercise, is to make friends with that template and start to identify what it feels like when I play with that energy in that one bubble or that one field. Mm-hmm. And then I can move, if I choose to, into that emotions of being five, and then that mental state of being five, and then how that broke my spirit or raised my spirit of being five, and so on. So it is an interesting exercise, mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you it's not fun. I did it for, I actually, by the way, got this from my guides. My guides are the ones that told me to do this. I laid down years ago doing a self-meditation and all of my guidance came in and had me do this. And it was not fun. It doesn't feel good. It feels like you're a garlic clove. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Right? And then you're minced.
A little smelly too.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And a little goopy and a little everything. Yeah. And it was gunky and it was not fun. But it was amazing because you got so much insight into what you're carrying.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, somebody coming in new, maybe it's probably hard to visualize all of this without learning more about chakras mm-hmm. and the auras and how that all fits together. But I think one way that, I started to come to terms with beliefs or feelings was also writing down what I was feeling and where I was feeling it. If I could, you know, I wasn't able to visualize it. It might be another way to just write down what you're feeling at the time.
Great
idea.
What
does your tummy feel like? What is your heart? Is your heart racing? Is your, you know, head hurting? Whatever your
And if my head had a voice, what would it say?
Yeah,
I mean, what you're doing is you're trying to get a personality relationship with your own self.
Yes.
So that's a great idea because you're a writer and I'm not. Yeah. I'm a visualizer, you're a writer. That's why we're a good team because we do things so differently. So that's mm-hmm. a great idea.
Yeah, there's many ways, I think, to do it. But the exercise is,
you know,
overall, it is. It's
Make
to really learn what how it all fits together.
And there is, again, a ton of information online, and my mm-hmm. site included, which is all free, about your aura, your fields, all the information of the consciousnesses that are attached to that. But it is so fascinating when we understand that the actual body itself is a map. Mm-hmm. And when I was speaking with this particular client about a lot of this, I said the energy is changing so quickly right now that when we're doing this work, yes, I'm teaching template to template by template by template in a step process. But the reality is they all mush together and they move in a quantum field of a holographic oneness. It all is like, whoosh, all flying around together. So that makes it even harder because when we can learn step by step by step, at least we can break it down. So mm-hmm. I always am encouraging people to go back, start with step by step by step. But the reality is we're in a quantum world of energy that is flying around in particles constantly mm-hmm. all over the place, bouncing mm-hmm. and reacting and reduplicating on an ongoing basis. So this healing, these movements, this stuff can happen instantaneously. We can heal mm-hmm. in an instant if we start to learn this stuff. And it isn't something, again, that we're learning in school. So these are important mind expanding ideas if you want to step into them, to look at how am I creating this body? How am I creating this life? Why am I drawing this in?
So go back to, because you're talking about quantum. And I think that maybe describe a little bit, you know, when you're saying, because you have a visual of what is in the body that's much different than what I see colors more mm-hmm. and fluid flow and that kind of thing, where you see actual grids, matrix, you know, that kind of thing.
So and it's basically all made of the same information. When it starts out at the very beginning, it's simply light and love. Mm-hmm. Which is the God source. And when we break down that light, it starts to become different frequencies of light. Now we have color forms, and then we have wave patterns, and then we start to have sound patterns, which mm-hmm. creates patterns. And then when we have patterns, we start to have geometry. So those are the areas that I work in as a quantum worker. I mm-hmm. start to see the light turning into grid, turning into geometrics, turning into circuitry, etc. And we all are created by that, mm-hmm. but so many people don't necessarily see that, which is great. Doesn't mean somebody's better or cooler or not.
You don't have to see it.
Don't have to have any of that happen. But just know that that is the field out there, and the field is made in grid patterns that move with actual shapes, sound, and light. This is important because our thoughts and our emotions create the grid. So think of the thought in maybe a vertical line and the emotion in maybe a horizontal line. And if we have a thought, emotion, over and over, it creates what? A grid, a blueprint, right?
Right.
So this is the blueprint of our reality. So when we're talking in that quantum field, we are actually creating our reality in thought and emotion, The action between those two are what makes something come into matter. So I have a thought, emotion, and an action. Those are the trinity of actually taking that light, sound, frequency, particleization, wave pattern, etc., and it becomes what we see now as real. So it's amazing to me that we don't understand this more, because we are creating everything in our reality because we think it and we feel it.
Think of, okay, we've said this number before probably on another show or whatever, but if you have 60 to 80,000 thoughts a day,
mm-hmm.
and based on the emotion and action that's happening around any of those, it's crazy to me.
It's mind-boggling.
It is. So I understand why we get kind of messed up in all of this.
Are you kidding? And then let's put, 7.9 million people behind it.
7.9 million people that are feeling each other's energy.
Billions and billions of quantum particles bouncing around going, creating madness. And this is to just rein this in and make it serious. It is very important for us to watch how much fear we work in, because mm-hmm. that's how crazy this is. It will reproduce itself. It will quantify. It will follow the main feeling, and the main feeling in our world right now is fear. And so it will glom onto each other's concepts of fear. So we, as individuals, in my opinion, need to be very self-responsible in the way how we perceive our reality. So with this particular gal, again, it's very important for us to go, okay, am I in charge of my 3D reality? This is what we were discussing. She can be in a 3D reality, but I can see the world in a 5D frame. That means, yes, my dad can spew at me in an angry tone that ignites me as a 40-year-old woman to say, wait, I feel 5. And I can trigger and stay in that 3D frequency of fear of feeling 5. I'm not good enough. Oh, my God. Blah, blah, blah. All that crap can continue to create that line of reality in that 3D frequency. Or at the very same time, I can listen. I can discern that. I can go back into that body template. And on a mental and emotional way, I can go, I am not 5. Mm-hmm. My dad gets to feel that way. I also don't choose to accept that. And I don't have to fight. I do it in love. And I say, that's great, Dad. That's your truth. It's just not mine. Mm-hmm. And I continue to feed my narrative in a loving, positive self-affirmation way. And I stay in that 5D reality, which then moves into the 5D reality. So I don't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are very confused about 5D. It's like, oh, did you poof somewhere?
It's like a destination.
Yeah. No. It's not. It's a state of mind, and a state of reality is the plane of existence. And so we are all going to be bouncing to 3 to 4 to 5 to 5 to 4 to 3 mm-hmm. all day long, because this is not locked in as anything and will not be locked in for quite some time, because when we talk about an ascension cycle, it's a 28,600-year cycle. And we just started this in 2012. We're only 9 years in, people. It's got a long way to go, right?
Oh, my gosh. So one of the things I'm going to go back to or say is that when you, instead of being reactionary mm-hmm. to what is there, I think it's important to, that's when you slow everything down. You slow down, you take your breath, you slow down your thoughts, and really take in what's happening in that instant before you react.
Yeah.
And that's really hard, to learn to do.
Oh, for sure.
And, but
because the human wants to defend.
Oh, yeah. And protect, right?
And we want to be right.
I don't want to, it's vulnerability that you're trying to protect against. And, I think it's really important to understand or to practice that, especially because our minds are just buzzing all of the time, mm-hmm. With so many thoughts. So mm-hmm. anyway, I just wanted to go back to that.
Well, and let me jump back to that 28,000-year cycle. Just because it's that long of a cycle doesn't mean that this creational reality that we're living in is going to take 28,000 mm-hmm. years. Remember, we were in the last cycle of our patriarchal, top-down, fear-based nastiness for the last 28,000 years, okay? And so it just keeps getting more and more and more and more of the same. We are in the process of locking in that 5D loving unity reality. And so it doesn't mean that it's going to happen tomorrow, but it doesn't mean it's going to happen in 28,000 years either. There's mm-hmm. there's a growing into that unification, that 5D frequency, that loving, raising above, knowing you're a you, I'm a me, but we're a we. I mean, that whole concept and idea will solidify and create more and more and more over the 28,000 years. So it's not like we have to wait, because mm-hmm. it's already happening. But it's only happening through each individual's perception. Mm-hmm. And as more and more individual perceptions lock into that, it will then shift what we call the collective reality of 5D. Mm-hmm. So this is why right now it looks like a shit show out there, because everybody is starting to challenge everything that maybe isn't so wonderful. And it has to fall to pieces before it goes away. First, before it falls to pieces, it has to be disclosed. And again, people don't like really disclosure. They say they want it.
but they don't. You can't not have, who can take it all at one time? We would not be able to.
Well, think about this. Disclosure. I love this. Okay, if we have disclosure all of a sudden and we start to find out that we've been lied to, let's just take religion, for example, and I'm not bashing anybody's belief systems. If you want to, take anything that resonates at every podcast that we do or any energy update that I do, everyone gets to take what resonates and toss the rest if they choose to. So let's just say that all of a sudden disclosure brought forward some really big lies that we've been told about dogmatic religion, okay? Everybody that has had belief systems ingrained in them, and or even if they've challenged them for years, if that was all of a sudden turned upside down and every single thing I believed in my structure of religion is just gone, think of the actual fear that comes along with that. Or let's say I've never believed in aliens. There's no aliens. That's ridiculous. And all of a sudden, within a 48-hour period, there's aliens on our planet. Not that I'm saying that's happening tomorrow, but what would that do to our psyche? What would it do to our psyche if we thought that so-and-so was dead for years and so-and-so comes forward and has been behind the scenes doing things and my brain goes, wait, what? Yeah. I mean, all of this stuff that we think that we want disclosed because we want to shake it up, be very clear that will shake it up.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I don't know how I will react, even understanding how some of this may unfold. It's hard to imagine across the world what that would look like.
Exactly. Because we don't know what it's going to look like. And COVID is a great example. We had no idea that there was a society where we would be wearing masks every minute and washing our hands and being scared to be by someone. And it all happened in 48 hours. Mm-hmm. So if we have mass disclosure, let's stick with the alien thing for fun. If we had mass disclosure that there literally was a landing and, oh, by the way, they've been here all along. And, oh, by the way, the government's been hiding it. And, oh, by the way, I mean, that's like boom, boom, boom in your brain, right?
Yeah.
So this is just crazy stuff. So my suggestion as a practitioner, again, and I say this to this client and many, is just allow yourself to take in the information as information. Mm-hmm. And this is important for us to understand. It's only information, which means I can, if I choose to, go down every rabbit hole, but I don't have to believe it. Mm-hmm. Or I can choose to watch mainstream news, but I don't have to believe it. I can choose to listen to a YouTube or a channeler, and I don't have to believe it. Staying neutral is extremely important right now because it's only information. When I attach the emotion to the information is when everything changes. And this is what I told this client. The second you put the emotion into the actual belief system put forward by your father is when you turned into a 5-year-old as a 40-year-old woman. That's when it changes the quantum field. And we slip from our neutrality back to our 3D controlled narrative. And this is when everything changes.
And for a person, how many times a day?
Oh,
if you're
zillion.
Listening to the news, you're listening to your spouse, you're listening to a child, you're listening to
your boss.
It's all over.
Oh my God. And not only that, Kim, think about it. It's so freaking everywhere in terms of symbolism. I mean, this just makes my brain explode because it's like you don't even realize that there's symbology in everything too. Yeah. And no, this is not a conspiracy theory or rabbit hole. We're talking about there is literally holographic symbology and things that I mean, we know if I see those three letters IRS, that it's like, oh shit.
Yeah.
What if I didn't pay it right? What if I have to go to jail? What if they like that, right?
Right.
Just those three letters, okay? So we know that there is that kind of a reaction to symbols, to letters, to words, to whatever, to colors, to sounds, to everything. So we are actually technically, controlled every single solitary day in a gazillion ways. So this 3-4-5 jumping is very critical for us to stay on task with. And the only way we do that is being present in the body. Mm-hmm. and not letting that rumination go crazy. So back to the rumination exercise, what that means is if I'm going, oh my God, I should have done it this way. I could have said that. Why didn't I say this? You know, I was so into this the other night, and I really kind of am pretty, I'm not saying I'm a master, but I do pretty well at not ruminating any longer. And the other night I was off like the days of my corporate world. I don't even know what happened to my brain that night. And I was like, brrr. And I sat up and started laughing at my own self. Like, are you kidding? I just did that again. I haven't done that for like 15 years.
Yeah. But I think all of it, ascension for me has been, you get to a place and you're feeling good because you've been practicing and you've been working on these things.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, like you said, you're hit by a Mack truck and your the rug, body hurts and the rug, again.
Poof.
And then all of a sudden you're worried about finances and you're worried and all these things just start to pop in. You're like, wait, hold it.
Right.
Why is that bothering me right now? What is that? And it's, again, a trigger like you're talking about. Why is that in my emotional field?
And you're looking for who or what pulled the rug out from under you. And what I think we're here to say is you pulled your own rug out.
My own rug, yeah. I wasn't totally there yet, yeah. More work to do.
Right? So I think a rumination game that's super fun for me, I equate it to a story that I tell many times when I teach. When 9/11 happened, we all know where we were. We all know when the towers went down. We all know the horror. We all know the pain that exuded from that for eons. And now, even all these years later, talk about triggers. Oh, we're the 20th anniversary. Let's show the pictures all over again. And it will trigger. And they do that, by the way, purposefully, because the mainstream media wants us in fear. And they will definitely play that over and over again so that you register in your brain, terrorism, terrorism. I'm always fearful. Thank God we have a government that's going to keep me safe, which is, you know, whatever you want to take there. So when we have those kinds of scenarios, what a quantum worker will do will be, if they choose to, this is part of the work of that I do in the grid. So what I did during that time period and have done other times, even on the anniversary, by the way, is I put in other endings. So I put in an ending that they missed the tower. They got caught before they got on the plane. The whole entire thing was disclosed and bungled before it even got to start, and on and on and on. And I put these different endings into the field. And we put those into the field for a reason, because again, we've got a grid out there. And if everybody is constantly being programmed with horror, 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 terrorism, 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 planes, skies, fear, flying, when we put in other endings, then like doesn't find like so easily.
Hmm.
It changes the quotient in there for the energy in a quantum matter to hook up with other like-minded energies. So what quantum workers do is they put in happy endings, for lack of a better word, happy endings for all kinds of things to confuse the matrix so that there isn't a default system.
And it's totally programmed, like meaning it's always going to like play over and over and over the same thing where this confuses it. And so you do not have the intense programming coming through
and
like it used
and
to.
And it can't automatically find that because we create our reality in not only in individuals, but in a collective basis. Mm-hmm. So if we're all believing we're all going to create more terrorism, we all create more terrorism.
So by changing that in the grid or in the field, it also raises consciousness as people are not following the fear like they were before.
It changes the fear quotient to a much more love. So think of the scales love-based on the justice card or the scales, you know, the scales of justice itself. If the one is fear is way heavy and it's way, way, way down here, that's holding us all in that fear state. Mm-hmm. When somebody puts in things in the quantum field, it changes the ratio in that field. The reason why I told this to this client is that works in a quantum unified way in a collective, but it also works as an individual. So back to this gal, if I'm still having issues with self-love and my dad said this and I feel five, I go back and I put into my own quantum matrix all the wonderful things about me being 40 and in charge and self-confident and self-loving and successful and all of those other things. So this exercise, again, is not just for the collective field as much as in the case of this client, it's for the individual field. Mm-hmm. So I upload my own instruction set with all the wonderful things that I have in my life. This is why gratitude is important, mm-hmm. and that we put gratitude into the matrix as well. I have this, I'm blessings over here. This is gratifying this. I already am abundant here. And I put all of these things in my matrix so that my now default program, when someone flies an attack at me, mm-hmm. it can't find like finds like in there. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, you think that I'm maybe a piece of garbage, but that's not even in my matrix. So wow, you get that back.
Right.
Do you see?
So for someone who maybe isn't visualizing the matrix or visualizing, I would think that by monitoring your thoughts and taking those thoughts and changing those to happier thoughts, happier endings and whatever, like if it's mm-hmm. like, oh my God, I'm so fat and bloated today, which happens a lot. But anyway, it's... I change that thought to, wow, I feel so good today. I'm so grateful that I can go on this walk and all of these things. And that's probably very simple. I'm like circling my face.
I'm just watching you laughing at you because you literally just did out loud into the microphone
exactly what I'm talking about.
But because you go, I know, but you're such a perfect example. And it's so dang cute because you got yourself all revved up the minute you said, which happens a lot. So yeah, you get bloated a lot maybe, but what is a lot? A lot is relative. So what Kim wants to do is put in all of the things when Kim feels great. Mm-hmm. I feel great when I walk. I feel great mm-hmm. when I swim. I feel great when I bike. And you're getting to that. But it was so funny that you blurted out exactly what the typical person does.
Yeah.
And I mean, I even bite at this stuff.
Oh, because I've been practicing this and this is coming up. I mean, it's getting up out of bed.
Yep.
And so before I even get out of bed, if I can do the, I am so grateful to be here today and do whatever prayer I want to do or thoughts before I get out of bed, I feel even better.
But we have to be present with it every second, because when we're done with this and we sit here for an hour doing this podcast and then get up out of these chairs and have to walk up the steps for a glass of water, we're going to go, oh my gosh, I'm so stiff. And that's when we say, oh, I'm stiff, but look, I'm walking right up the stairs and these stairs are great. And I got it. And so it is constant and it's always on task and it is not easy. But there is a crystallization that happens in the actual fields. Just like anything else, it's a mind pattern that takes tenacity for a certain amount of time for the brain to restructure mm-hmm. and for the field to catch up, that this is my so-called norm. Mm-hmm. This is why tenacity is extremely important in spirituality, and people don't really think that those two really go hand in hand, but they do.
They do. Yeah, they do, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a lot. I mean, isn't that just crazy? So the quantum field wants to have options is basically mm-hmm. what I was getting at with her. And this is something that we all want to be aware of. And then the other thing that I had with this particular client is get outside, which is really the message for all of us, because nature is our best friend in so many different ways. And it's important for her to also get in alignment with the frequency of where she moved to on this planet right now. Because mm-hmm. if you're going from, say, a Minnesota to a Wales, this is a whole different frequency, which now we've already got the ascension stuff happening to her body for pains and aches mm-hmm. and depression, or I don't want to do this, or I'm lethargic. But now I'm on a different part of the globe, which has ancient.
Oh, compared to the United States?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And the information just stored within the actual soil and the rock and the system within the globe itself mm-hmm. is ancient stuff that can then trigger her knowing from other lifetimes or whatever, which is a whole nother thing that she's dealing with. So we need to get our body in alignment with the place that we're living. Now, this can be the same information for listeners is this can apply to moving your home. This can apply to not necessarily moving around the globe, but maybe around the block or across the city or to another state, for sure, if we're moving across the country. And it can also be, I moved my office, or I moved my bedroom, or I now have a new backyard patio. All of these places on our planetary system are storing information that also affect our resonance that we walk around in. So being present in the actual physical body is super important to know, God, this place makes me feel awesome, or holy shit, I feel like crap today in this particular part in the house. Maybe I want to do something mm-hmm. to raise the frequency, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And especially when we're going to work, if we are having that trepidation, like, I just don't want to be here, you maybe want to examine that.
Oh, absolutely. Oh my goodness. Like I get it. Getting up in the morning and you're getting ready and it's hard to even think about going into the office or the job or that is very unhealthy, you know, and unless you can change your perspective and for me, there were times I was able to turn it around with gratitude, mm-hmm. And appreciative of the people that I work with and that type of thing. But yeah, if it's a negative experience day after day after day, that stress is incredibly unhealthy for your body. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So,
and yet it's so funny that we don't listen to the body. We listen to the brain because the brain sits there and says, well, I have to go to work. You know, I was challenged recently on my comment of you don't have to go to work. and the reality is you don't. Mm-hmm. Nothing about you has to go to work. You choose. And then this particular individual, you know, flew back with, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Of course you have to go to work if you want your mortgage and your car and your and on and on and on. And again, how fear-based was that reaction? That reaction is incredibly fear-based because the reality is you don't have to go to work. You are choosing. And until you take that empowerment back mm-hmm. in a loving way and you actually create your reality around that, you will always work in fear fuel of, oh, God, I got to go to work. And you're getting sucked dry all day long.
Oh, it's a horrible place to be.
Actually. Well, and then you wonder why everyone's in the mess that they are, you know?
Oh, you're running on adrenaline. You know, you're not, your body isn't working like it should when you're in that place.
And there's no way you're going to be able to manifest anything in a wonderful divine way if you're mm-hmm. under that umbrella of fear. So correct. These are important things for all of us to remember. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she had some cool stuff, didn't she?
Oh my gosh. And especially because I know who she is and really appreciate her. And but I just, all of taking all of that on one time at one time, I just, her courage to do that and make the move. Mm-hmm. I know it's the right thing for her in the long run. But to sort it all out and understand what's what as she goes through it is going to take a lot of work.
And one of the most interesting things about her is that at her core, she doesn't feel safe. And I guess I'm going to round down with this whole concept because a lot of us don't feel safe. And when I get challenged by a parent or I get challenged by a job or a partner or something about anything, it's important for me to go inside and see if I feel safe. Mm-hmm. And everyone always goes, that's dumb. Of course I feel safe. And I say, no, actually you don't, because most humans don't feel safe. It's one of our primal wounds. And so she is always trying to find ways to make herself safe. And right now it's, what do I do? What do I do? Because the do comes into this. What do I do for a job? What do I do for money? What do I do? And then she is finding her relationships are really blowing up in a lot of ways where she doesn't feel safe and or her teenage daughter doesn't feel safe. And again, being the single mother, she's extremely got the mama bear protectiveness. Mm-hmm. But it is, she does everything to protect others. So this particular woman is very adept at, I'm going to fight for this cause. I'm going to protect you. I'm going to fight over here and I'm going to fight over here. So when she projects the fight outward to keep everything and everybody safe, it's actually because she doesn't feel safe. So watch that as well. Because if you're one of those people that does everything for everybody and wants to make sure they're okay, and I don't want them to feel bad, and I want them to be, you know, I want their job to be okay, and I want their health to be okay, and I want them to be smiling, and I work so hard at doing all of that work for everyone else, the reality is that I'm the one that's suffering from that. So mm-hmm. this is a very big mirror situation where when I'm feeling something, I will project it out on everyone else, and I will exhaust myself to the nth degree trying to fix everything and everybody, which then by the way turns me into a control freak,
right,
which is another whole vein that we go down then, and it's exhausting
and eventually health issues.
Yep.
You cannot sustain that
and you will crash and burn.
Mm-hmm.
And then God forbid, then you feel miserable because now you're a failure, and then that's a whole nother program. So these programs will trigger one thing after another, and it's almost like they have tentacles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I will trigger this, that will tentacle off to that trigger and tentacle off to that trigger. And so it's very critical for us to look from the outside in and say, oh gosh, I just got triggered again,
mm-hmm.
you know, and take care of my own house first.
Well, and that is the main point, I think, in all of this. The more that we all take care of ourselves, the better it's going to be overall for everyone in the energy across the whole universe.
Exactly.
And
right.
The galaxy. And the, yeah, it just goes and goes and goes. So, yeah, it's an amazing story, and I'm really proud of her for everything that she's.
And I can't wait for her to get her stuff together so we can put together a tour to Wales.
I am supposed to go to Wales. It's on my list.
It's a bucket list for me, too. That whole part of the country. I'm waiting for everything to settle down flight-wise. But that is a incredibly powerful part of the country. And it's interesting to me because doing the work that I do with ley lines and, you know, grid patterns, et cetera, that whole entire part of the globe is waking up. Mm-hmm. And this is indeed part of the reason that she got called from a higher perspective to go home, is because she will be stepping into some of those roles, I believe, if she chooses to, which I'm hoping that she does, because that is in alignment with what her higher self knows and does. And that particular part of the planet holds so much ancient knowledge. This is part of the disclosure that will happen on this planet. And when these ley lines and these active lines of energy that are underneath our core of our rocks, etc., it's a communication. It is the original World Wide Web. It isn't up in the sky as the internet right now for our computers and our phones. It's actually in the infrastructure of the planet. And this is all coming back online, which will then start to communicate with the cosmos. And that will open up portal energy from the galaxies and interstellar. And so this is all part of the ascension process, is that this is the building blocks of what's happening and activating. So it's super exciting. I'm thrilled for her. But in the meantime, it's baby steps, because if we don't take care of ourselves, you know, shit hits the fan and then we all go down, you know? So,
that's right.
Right?
That's right.
So take care of yourself so we can all go to Wales. All right, everybody. Well, on behalf of Kim and I and that client, we appreciate your listening. And again, take whatever resonates, toss the rest as always. And until next time, everyone, cosmic hugs.
Thank you so much for listening. You'll hear from us again soon. And for any more information, please check out sworthley.com.